Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly across Israel today, offering a pleasant day for those in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, ideal for a stroll through the city. Meanwhile, those in Eilat are experiencing warmer conditions, perfect for a dip in the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon plans to press Israel on a ceasefire during talks in Washington as the truce deadline approaches, according to Ynet just in. Also, Times of Israel reports that 3 civilians were wounded, 2 seriously, in a Hezbollah drone attack near Rosh Hanukkah earlier today. The IDF retaliated by striking southern Lebanon after warning 8 villages to evacuate. Also this hour, retired Air Force commanders criticize Prime Minister Netanyahu. Walla reports they argue the IDF's survival relies heavily on U.S. support, emphasizing that without it, the military could face collapse. Separately, I-24 News reveals a mysterious tunnel discovered near Jerusalem. The implications of this find are still unfolding. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, an op shop owner has returned war hero medals belonging to Warrant Officer Kenneth William Peters in a touching act of remembrance. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Keyes, a former advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister, posted earlier today about enjoying a recent ceremony, expressing honor at being present. Visegrad 24 shared a study revealing that almost half of Muslim immigrant youth in Austria prioritize religious rules over national laws, highlighting cultural integration challenges. Dr. Einat Wilf, a former Knesset member, promoted another Oz Party home meeting set for Saturday in Haifa, emphasizing the importance of grassroots political engagement. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire talks, Ynet reports that this is the 3rd meeting between Israel and Lebanon since hostilities with Hezbollah reignited. Both sides have expanded their delegations, including senior security officials, reflecting the urgency as the truce deadline looms. The outcome of these discussions could stabilize or further escalate tensions in the region. Turning to the Hezbollah attack near Rosh Hanukkah, reported by Times of Israel, the drone strike injured civilians and prompted an Israeli military response in southern Lebanon. This incident underscores the fragile nature of current ceasefire agreements and raises concerns about civilian safety in border areas. Meanwhile, criticism of Prime Minister Netanyahu from former Air Force commanders, as covered by Walla, suggests deep divisions within Israeli military circles. Retired General Ivry warns that without American backing, Israel's defense capabilities might be compromised. This highlights the geopolitical importance of U.S.-Israel relations. On the discovery of a tunnel near Jerusalem, I-24 News indicates that authorities are investigating its origins and purpose. The tunnel's presence raises questions about security in the area and potential threats to local communities. Finally, the returned war hero medals, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, serve as a poignant reminder of individual contributions during wartime. This act of kindness preserves the legacy of those who served. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on the Defense Ministry's decision to extend drone range. This comes with Elbit winning the contract for F-35 fuel tanks, a notable shift from traditional suppliers like Israel Aerospace Industries. This move could enhance Israel's defense export capabilities. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a major Israeli defense industry delegation in Finland despite a Eurovision boycott. With 32 companies present, Israel continues to seek new defense contracts, showcasing its technological prowess on the global stage. And finally, Ma'ariv Business notes that Israel now tops Forbes' global billionaires list for 2026. This reflects the country's dynamic economic environment, making it a hub for wealth creation and innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.